As I've mentioned earlier on today, though, that we are talking about heartburn. We are talking about the sort of medication that we are using when it comes to these sort of illnesses. Or shall we call them illnesses? I don't know. Alter Janse van Rensburg, a community pharmacist, joining us this morning. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Abs. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Alter, by the way, do you have a nickname?
No. Alter is quite short and easy enough. I skipped that one.
So everyone just works with that to the end of the day. Okay. Fair enough. Alter, I mean, this morning we're talking about heartburn. We're talking about, you know, indigestions. And these are things that are common. I think for most of us, these are things that we've experienced. But we take it so naturally and so normally that we should be just taking the available medicine. But from your perspective, though, talking about heartburn and indigestion, you know, how are or the drugs that we're using, can they hurt us in the long run?
Yes. There has been studies or articles in the press, rather. Let's start with that. There has been articles in the press again, especially on CNN lately, about the fact that if you take what we call PPIs, most people will know them by more common names that you buy over-the-counter, especially for heartburn disease. It's been available over-the-counter for about 7 years or so. That there is evidence that these specific drugs, the PPIs, can cause early death. So yes, there is evidence that medicine can hurt us, but to me, it's important that people see things like this in context. I think the biggest problem, especially with South Africa and the healthcare system we live in, is that people take medicine for symptoms and not necessarily investigate what causes it.
I am joined on the line, if you just joined us on the show, by Alter Janse van Rensburg, community pharmacist, talking to us about heartburn and, you know, severe cases of indigestion. And we're just talking about what are some of the best remedies or what should you be taking for these? And if you have any suggestions of what, perhaps let's put it out there. What do you use at home when you have heartburn? 021-446-0567. And just talking to the Alter, Neil sent us, Michael from the Eastern Cape sent us this SMS saying that a quarter of teaspoon and bicarbonate of soda stirred in a half glass of water, heartburn gone, much cheaper, just as effective. Is that something that you would advise, Alter, of something that you would have seen? And if not, what is your suggestion to people who need to be using something for their heartburn?
A quarter teaspoon of bicarb will definitely get rid of your heartburn. The biggest problem I have with it is it is emergency treatment. If you have heartburn right now and you have nothing else, and you do it sort of on a once-off basis, a quarter teaspoon of bicarb will not hurt. If you need it on a regular basis, though, the problem we have with bicarb is that the body is a very well-balanced system. And the minute you put too much bicarb into the acid stomach, it triggers the stomach to make more acid. And that's why often some of the over-the-counter preparations, you know, some of the lozenges or the sweets that we can suck for heartburn, you'll see that people will eat them all day long because they'll have a sweetie, and it will trigger heartburn, and they'll have another one, and it will trigger heartburn. And that's exactly what happens if we just use bicarb by itself. What we need to do is take a more sophisticated system, a more sophisticated product that is what we call buffered. So it will prevent the acid in the stomach to go to reduce to the extent where the body will be triggered to make more acid.
Talking to that, Alter, you know, I'm listening to you saying that, you know, a quarter of teaspoon of bicarbonate is all good and well, but it's only for emergency purposes. I'm one that usually, you know, whenever I think about heartburn, I think about myself, which I'll get it like once in a while. So once in every 2 months, I'll get a case of heartburn. But for me now, it seems as if you're talking as if there are people that deal with this on a daily basis, each and every day.
Yes, it is. I think it is one of the more common diseases, sometimes even more common than cold, is heartburn.
I cannot imagine that, waking up every day with heartburn. You know, it's not painful. It's just annoyingly painful, if that makes sense. Alta, we've got Gary on the line in Pringle Bay. Gary, a very good morning to you. Talk to us.
Good morning, Ives, and your guest there, Alta.
Good morning, Gary.
Best medicine for heartburn is apple cider vinegar. You just take a swig of it, and that will make your stomach alkaline.
Thank you for that.
Gary,
can you just say that again? Alta didn't hear that.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
Just take a swig of it, and it will take all your heartburn and any other stomach problems away.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. We'll listen on the radio. Alta, would that be a solution? I suppose if it works for him.
Yes, you see, Abs, once again, we have a situation where if it's once off and it's once, like in your case, once every 2 months, it's fine. It's going to do your system absolutely no harm. The problem comes with users that has to use it more often, especially once a day or more than once a day. That is where these home remedies absolutely are not indicated. The first problem we have is, as I said before, that they're not buffered. The other problem we have is that we might hide underlying disease. And I know it's very irritating, but sometimes the medicine says do not use for longer than 10 days without consulting a doctor. Purely, and it is available and it's freely available from your pharmacist, but it's purely to make sure we don't miss an underlying disease.
Alta, then, bringing it to your advice, we've got people that are making their own concoctions. And by the way, to you listening at home, we want to find out more. These ideas, what do you use for your heartburn? Would love to find out more from you, 021-446-0567. But Alta, for you, if I were to come to you as someone who's suffering indigestion and heartburn and say, all right, Alta, I don't want to try these home-made remedies and all of that, what do you suggest? What would you suggest that I perhaps take?
The first-line treatment for that is any of our well-advertised mixtures or tablets for heartburn. Most of them, as I said, neutralize the stomach acid to an extent, but not so much that it actually triggers what we call rebound acid, further acid secretion 3 or 4 hours later where you have heartburn again. There's also several of the products that we call PPIs available over the counter for 7 to 14 days treatment. That works especially well. My advice to patients normally are that if you take any of the PPI products, that you take one immediately, one first thing in the morning, and you finish the 7-day course, because that normally gives your stomach time to recover. And the rest of the advice is if you keep on needing them, have it investigated.
Thank you for that, Alta. But once again, I've just got another SMS here saying, hi, Abs, heartburn for me comes from certain food or is triggered by certain foods, and I try to avoid them. If I indulge, or rather, once again, I will once in a while indulge in white bread, which I love, I get heartburn. Is it worth it? Usually not. That's from Tony. Tony, thank you so much for the SMS. But bringing to that, Alta, I mean, I know that tomatoes, I know they trigger it for me. But what are some of the things that people may not be aware that actually triggers heartburn?
Yes, heartburn is very often triggered by spicy food, by gas cold drinks, anything containing gas, even soda water, because of the gas in it. And also heartburn is a very, very individual thing. So in your case, tomato, somebody else, white bread. And those heartburns is very easy it's normally a once in a month or so time that you give up and have something with tomato or have a piece of white bread. But if it happens often, once again, lifestyle changing. The other thing that people don't always realize is that stuff like onion and cabbage can also cause heartburn.
All right. Alta, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And certainly we hope that your information has assisted and helped many of our listeners. And please do have yourself a very good morning.
Thank you very much, Abs. It was lovely being with you.
Thank you so much. Alta Jansen van Rensburg, community pharmacist. Good morning to you.